It was December 29, 2015, 3 days before the new year, when I received a cabinet file size envelope in the mail. The return address was from the small town of Bothell, a suburb of Seattle Bellevue, Washington. I was curious about what was inside, but didn't have a clue what it could be. I didn't know anybody from that area. The first paragraph of an introductory letter, accompanied by a thick file of documents, stated that the writer, K. Smith Deshane, was the mother of a combat veteran who was suffering from PTSD. What caught my eye, though, was a paragraph at the bottom of the first page written in red ink. "The reason I am writing you is because Bruce A. Beard is the great-grandson of Gottfried Jensen, a Congressional Medal of Honor winner from Devil's Lake, North Dakota. See your book, Never Subdued, when Gottfried, Fred, is mentioned numerous times and pictured on page 88. Kay went on to document an online encyclopedia reference on Fred Jensen's heroism and stated that Jensen was the father of Leota Jensen, who married John Beard. John Beard was the father of Richard A. Inky Beard, who, along with Kay, nay Nelson, Smith Deshane, became the parents of Bruce and Brent Beard. The brothers both enlisted in the U.S. Army on May 19, 1987, and Bruce was the one with the PTSD problem. I could tell from the emotion expressed in the letter that Kay was most concerned about losing her son to suicide. Oh boy, what am I getting myself into now? I thought to myself. I felt compelled to read on. I knew I had no qualifications to treat a patient with PTSD and didn't know a lot about the disorder. Anyway, I was retired and had forgotten a lot of the medicine that used to be a routine part of my day. As I read the details of Bruce's heartbreaking story, I instinctively knew that Providence had sent this family to me for help. But what could I do? Then it dawned on me that the clue was in the reason the boy's mother had selected me to plead to for help. I told stories that were really factual history. That was my new profession as an independent author and publisher, and recent reviews of my books had indicated that I was gaining some experience and even a fan base. Perhaps if I told the story with all the documented facts I could muster, then it would be enough to move the powers that be to get this heroic veteran the help he needs. And that, dear listener, is the motivation for the book to which you are listening. As for the book title, my first thoughts were Just Cause, or A Cause for Justice, but I discovered that these titles were already in use by other authors. Then I remembered that when I served in Panama as a young Navy doctor during the 1964 riots, described next, I'd once received change for a merchandise purchase in the city of Colón, on the Atlantic side of the Panama Canal. Clearly written on an American dollar bill in blue ink was the phrase, "Yankee, go home." That phrase was a common sentiment against American imperialism in the 20th century, not only in Panama, but around the world.